and you are listening to the Texas Standard. 3 million. That's roughly the number of kids in Texas who receive free or reduced-priced lunches across the Lone Star State each school year. During the summer months, there are programs in place to try and help provide meals for food-insecure students. But for many Texans, particularly in rural communities, accessing those programs have been a challenge, to say the least. Families just can't get to where the food is being offered. But one researcher is trying to change that. The idea is to have meals delivered by mail. Joining us now is Kathy Cry. She is Assistant Research Professor and Director of the Research and Administration for Baylor's Texas Hunger Initiative. Dr. Cry, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks, David. Happy to be here.
First off, what are the obstacles facing rural Texans in trying to get access to this sort of a food program during the summer months? I mean, I can imagine one of the biggest obstacles is just distance.
That's right. So transportation is a big barrier. So the summer food service program is a great program that offers meals to kids when school's not in session. But as you can imagine, in a state as vast as ours with rural areas, it can often be cost and time prohibited to travel in from, you know, outside of town, if you will, to try to get to a meal site in those summer months.
All right. So the answer, as I understand it, is to use what? The Postal Service?
That's right. That's right. So we're fortunate to come up with this innovative solution and partner with a food distributor to then package shelf-stable foods and fruits and vegetables and box them up and then have them delivered right to the doorstep of these children and families to help reduce that barrier to getting access to healthy, nutritious food.
What is shelf-stable when you're talking about food? I mean, I think of cereal, maybe.
Sure, but we're also talking about fruits and vegetables and milk that can be packaged in ways that make it easier and more viable for them to be transported in a box and shipped without having to stay in refrigerated air and other things. And so we've got a lot of innovative products and solutions that are in the market now that really make it possible to get healthy, nutritious foods even in the mail.
Are we talking about like MREs that the military uses, meals ready to eat, sort of with creative, innovative ways of packaging? Or is this something that's a little bit more consumer oriented?
Yeah, a little more consumer oriented. So certainly there were packages of cereal, but then also packages of rice with simple, easy instructions, rice and beans, for example, that make a complete meal. But then also packages of fruits as well as some healthy juice boxes and milk boxes as well that are things that kids can easily assemble and create meals and put things together.
I like the idea of using, some kind of delivery service, and I bet a lot of recipients would like this idea, but I would think this could get expensive rather quickly.
Yeah, well, that's what was great about testing this project, and we're excited to expand it over the next couple of summers even more, is one of the big benefits is that when you are identifying communities and households, then you can purchase a lot of these products in bulk and get economies of scale in ways that individual local meal providers can't necessarily get the same scale. Hmm. So that really helps intervene on some of the cost barriers and overall makes the program viable. But that is absolutely something we're looking at and evaluating is how cost effective is a program like this? How many kids does it reach? And how scalable is it on a much larger scale across the country?
Now, someone tells me that the USDA is involved somehow here.
That's right. That's right. So we are very happy to be partnering with USDA. They are excited to be looking for innovative solutions, things that can supplement existing federal nutrition programs that already exist, like the Summer Food Service Program. But maybe as they're written in current legislation, don't reach every kid. And so we still have a lot of gaps. And so that's where we were excited to come in and partner with USDA and really roll up our sleeves and get creative. And based on previous research that ourselves and other great scholars and practitioners have done, come up with this innovative new idea that could maybe fill the gap and then proceed to test it.
I don't mean for this to sound like a harsh question, but a lot of kids have to go without. Why do you see this as so important and what does the research tell you?
Yeah, well, it is so important. And it's important because hunger is related to so many other outcomes, health related, educational related. So when we look at kids, and that's one of the things that we're testing and looking at, and really looking at education data, and looking at when you get consistent access to healthy, nutritious foods throughout the summer, a time when a lot of kids experience summer learning loss and do have reduced access to foods, what kind of behavioral outcomes do we see in improvements? What kind of health outcomes and improvements, as well as educational performance outcomes? And we know that all of those are so important if kids are going to be able to get the education they need to then get the jobs they need to then really contribute and you know, be great functioning members of society.
Dr. Kathy Cry is Assistant Research Professor and Director of Research and Administration for Baylor's Texas Hunger Initiative, trying out new ideas. Dr. Cry, thanks so much.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it.